History suggests a strong finish in the New Hampshire primary. First or second place is mandatory for anyone who wants to become president. History also shows the state can be tough terrain for front runners or candidates who enter the race perceived that way. Such are a few of the challenges facing former Florida Governor Jeb Bush at this stage in the first in the nation primary, as NHPR's Josh Rogers tells us.
From the moment Jeb Bush, son and brother to presidents, entered this race, there was the issue of expectations. Bush started at the head of the pack. He enjoyed near-total name recognition, ties to many of his party's elite, and access to plenty of money. But right now, polls indicate Jeb Bush is just one of several candidates clumped well behind Donald Trump. On Bush's last trip to New Hampshire, a college student in Salem put it to the candidate directly.
What is your strategy to bring yourself back up in the polls and be the front runner for 2016?
Patience. That's my first part of the strategy. The second part would be more patience, hard work, a hopeful, optimistic message.
Bush has long said he plans a slow and steady trajectory for his campaign. He's also called the top finish in New Hampshire crucial. This state has always been tricky territory for the Bush family. A trouncing here by Ronald Reagan was the beginning of the end of George H.W. Bush's 1980 campaign. 8 years later, a win in New Hampshire helped the elder Bush defeat Bob Dole. And then there was George W. Bush's 19-point loss to John McCain in 2000.
New Hampshire has long been known as a bump in the road for frontrunners. And this year is no exception.
George W. Bush's candidacy obviously wasn't crippled by a bad New Hampshire primary, but his younger brothers could be.
I wouldn't say do or die, but it's close to that.
Linda Fowler is a political scientist at Dartmouth. She says none of the other early voting states, Iowa, South Carolina, and Nevada, are places where Jeb Bush would seem to enjoy any clear advantage.
I think he's got a very tough row to hoe. If he can stay in the game until the middle of March, he may be okay when he starts going to other states, including his own. But there's a month there that's just very hazardous for Bush.
And as he navigates the first leg of that journey, here in New Hampshire, Jeb Bush will be doing it without help from some of his family's most long-standing local political allies. Several have decided to back Ohio Governor John Kasich, including former U.S. Senator Johnny Sununu, Concord Attorney Tom Rath, former New Hampshire House Speaker Doug Scammon, and former Executive Counselor Ruth Griffin.
Yes, isn't that interesting? And yes, I did support George Herbert Walker Bush, and I did support George W. Bush. But, you know, life goes on.
It does, and with 5 months until the first votes are cast in this election, this race will change. But according to UNH political scientist Andy Smith, for Jeb Bush, one thing will likely remain constant. The expectations game won't let up.
And that, I think, is going to hurt him throughout, because it's still the question is going to be, why isn't he doing as good as we expected him to do?
Expect another round of these questions after tonight's GOP debate. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.